From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Spontaneous tent cities are set up throughout the suburbs of Haiti's capital. NPR's John Burnett reports that while accessing food remains a problem, there are many other aspects of daily life that are functioning well in the encampments.
On the positive side, there seems to be water everywhere. And there's water for cooking, there's water for bathing. Everyone was taking baths and washing themselves and washing their hair. And there's a lot of medical care. You're not seeing these kinds of gruesome open wounds that we were just a week ago. People are getting their medical emergencies taken care of. Food is the last issue that's not being dealt with.
NPR's John Burnett reporting from outside of Port-au-Prince. A conservative activist known for posing as a pimp getting help from Acorn community organizers was among four people arrested for allegedly tampering with phones in a federal building. Those phones were in the New Orleans office of Democratic U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu. Eileen Fleming has this report from member station WWNO.
Federal prosecutors say 25-year-old activist James O'Keefe and three others tried to tap into Landrieu's phone system. Officials say two suspects dressed up as repairmen, and O'Keefe recorded the exchange on his cell phone. A fourth man is accused of helping plan the stunt. All four now face federal charges of entering government property under false pretenses to commit a felony. Bond was set at $10,000 each. Landrieu has called the case unsettling. Local officials aren't saying what the defendants were allegedly planning. O'Keefe made national news last year when a video he made at Acorn offices damaged the group's credibility. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Federal policymakers began 2 days of meetings Tuesday in Washington. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
Unless the Senate votes to give him another four-year term, Ben Bernanke will cease to be Fed chairman at the end of the week. But in the meantime, he convened the Fed's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee for its first meeting of the year. One of the FOMC's tasks is to reassess economic and financial conditions and put together a revised three-year forecast of GDP growth, employment, and inflation. The Federal Reserve Bank presidents and members of the Fed Board of Governors who make up the committee must also do some strategizing on how and when to exit from their very easy credit stance in preparation for the Fed's semi-annual monetary policy report to Congress in February. The Fed will make a rate announcement Wednesday afternoon. It is not expected to tighten credit anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Oregon voters have approved two ballot measures to tax the wealthy and corporations to raise more than $700 million. State officials say the move is necessary to avoid layoffs and cuts to social services. This is NPR News. A new storm heading toward Oklahoma could bring up to 12 inches of snow and ice to the state by Wednesday night. Governor Brad Henry has urged residents to stock up on essentials and to heed travel warnings. A storm system that brought ice, snow, and strong winds moved out of the Dakotas, but forecasters say residents could be in for some dangerous wind chills. A storm currently off the California coast could drop up to a foot of snow and significant accumulations of ice elsewhere by Wednesday night. Britain's ambassador to Kabul has been named to take over as NATO's top civilian in Afghanistan as the international community prepares a new strategy to defeat the insurgency. Terry Schultz has this report from Brussels.
Mark Sedwill has been in Kabul since last April and says he knows the challenges are steep in battling both the Taliban and the problems of helping get the government of Afghanistan on its feet. But Sedwill emphasizes the military surge should not overshadow civilian priorities.
If we're to really stabilize Afghanistan and win over the Afghan people so that they genuinely support the legitimate authorities of Afghanistan, we have to help those authorities develop the capability to deliver real governance, strong and fair justice, jobs and other economic development on the ground.
Sedwill takes up his post as the international community meets in London on Thursday to develop a new overall strategy in Afghanistan, including more troops and money and fresh ideas about how to win the conflict. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Toyota says it will suspend production lines at five of its plants next week and halt sales of eight models to address problems with gas pedals on recalled vehicles. The move affects such popular models as Camry and Corolla. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.